made over $10,000 in 2 weeks using the credit apps. we were educated to become employees.
Some people will say, I don't have any passion for it.
Oh, so you want to tell me all these billionaires, everything like Elon Musk, everything, all the business that they
are. He was passionate about.
That is why you are good. This is the content in your mind, what you have here, that will determine the size of your bank account. Your identity is your strength in battle. If you don't know who you are, it will be difficult for you to succeed in life. When I discovered myself, I blocked all my friends.
What is the mindset we need here for success? The actual mindset.
Yeah. So, for me...
Coach Eko Eshun, a life coach, business expert, and finance coach with 30 years of experience, is here to tell it like it is. No sugarcoating, just hard truths and the game-changing advice you need. From building wealth to navigating life in Ghana, he's on a mission to shift mindsets and equip you with the tools ready for success. Are you ready to hear it straight? Let's get into it.
Why is that black people, when we meet, we don't share ideas? Why do you have to pray about money? There is no money in heaven. That doesn't make sense. You have to open that padlock on your mind.
How do we unlock? People can start looking at, in the new year coming 2025, what businesses can people get into?
So first of all...
Hey, you're welcome to Connected Minds Podcast. My name is Derek and your host on Connected Minds. And I hope you are staying connected because the conversation I'm about to have today is on financial literacy, financial freedom, and how you can make money in this part of the world. There's a man who has done it so well. He has spoken to the youth and many people who have benefited from the training that he's been through and what he's learned. And today, he is going to share a lot of things about how you can make money from wherever you are, especially if you're on this part of the continent. And I'll be speaking to Coach Eshun. How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed. And you?
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Think this has been, it's been a long time coming.
Yes.
And, you know, I appreciate your time and the fact that you said, yeah, today we can try and make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen all the works that you've done.
Thank you.
The comments, the engagements on the post. And some of them are brutal. You know, it is what it is. You say it as it is. And
sure,
I think that's what it should be.
Yeah.
You are almost beating the poor mindset out of people.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. So let's start this way. Where did you get the epiphany to say, this is the path I want to chart?
Yeah, so I remember many years ago, like I was broke. You understand? And, you know, I used to be a pastor. I used to be a pastor way back from I came out down to Accra, you understand? And I remember many years ago, I was listening to Bishop Dakie Ward Mills. And Dakie Ward Mills said, as a man of God, you need to have a library. And I remember listening to Bishop Oyedepo. Oyedepo said he built his library when he was 19 years. And, you know, at that time, so I life was very difficult, tough for me.
Mm.
And I said, okay, so if this great man of God are saying that we need to build a library, I mean, read books, okay, then let me try. You understand? So I started buying books and I started reading. So when I started reading, I discovered myself. I can say that about 99% of the people in this world, they don't know who they are. But in this life, your identity is your strength in battle. If you don't know who you are, it will be difficult for you to succeed in life. So it was when I discovered the gift that God had deposited in me. I remember I started on radio, like, talking about entrepreneurship, making money. And, you know, one day, one guy on Sunny FM, one guy called me and he said, no, you are doing a fantastic job. And it would be wise if you can go to social media. Now, you know what? When I was doing radio, sometimes, like, I have to borrow money to pay because the people were not supporting what I was doing,
wow.
Like looking for a sponsor. Nobody would sponsor. You understand? So I used to pay from my own pocket. So when the guy called me, I said, I have to listen to what this guy is saying. Let me forget about radio. and come to social media. So when I started social media, now all the radio stations, they are chasing me. And sometimes they invite me, I don't even go. You understand? Because at first I used to pay money, but now I don't pay money. So it's all about discovering yourself, knowing who you are. And like I said, majority of the people, they don't know who they are. So, so it's for you to make money or for you to be successful, first discover who you are.
But how does that feel like, discovering who you are? How does the journey look like?
Yeah, it's been tough, you understand? Because I remember, like, when I discovered myself, I have to invest in myself. I've read over 1,500 books. I remember about 8 years ago, I was on my way to Nigeria. Circle, I bought a book, Awaken the Giant Within You by Tony Robbins. You know, this book is about 400 and something pages. I started reading the book from Accra. I was in the bus, ABC Transport, from here to Lagos. I read from here when we got to Cotonou, Benin. Now, you know, they were in the chatting, watching television. I was reading because at that time I knew I was working against time. You understand? Because, like, all that I'm doing, if I had discovered myself earlier, like in my 20s, you understand? So I was reading, and everybody in the car, they were talking, chatting, eating, watching. So when I got to Lagos, ABC Terminal, they were watching TV, telenovela. I was reading. The next day, I had to go to Edo State in the bus reading. So by the time I went to Nigeria and come back to Ghana, I finished reading the book.
Wow.
So it's been tough. You know, the road to success is always under construction, you understand? And when I started this, even some of my friends would tell me, you are crazy. Look at what this guy is saying. You understand? And they would talk behind my back because they didn't believe that, like, we used to sleep in the same room and we went to the same school together. And now you are now breaking the status quo, telling us something different. And they insulted me, but now some of my friends will call, do you remember me? I used to be your friend, blah, 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 in school. You understand what I'm saying? So it has been tough. And we are still breaking grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a young man came to see me a few days ago.
Okay.
And he said he's been listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And now he's decided that he's going to make a change in his life. But the reason he came is because it's very hard. The circle he's within, they are not making it easy for him at all.
Yeah. 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 So for me, when I discovered myself, I blocked all my friends. I blocked them. Why should I talk to you? You understand what I'm saying? Because if I meet you and if you call me and the only thing we could talk about is the good old days, you understand? Talk about the past. Have you, this guy is here. We discuss others. We don't talk about things that will make us move forward. So I block all of them. You understand? You cannot succeed in life if you want to maintain, like, your old school friends. That's why in one of my videos I said, remove yourself from your old school WhatsApp group. Yes, it doesn't make sense. You know, in Africa, all these old school WhatsApp groups that we have, I mean, they don't make sense in the group. You understand? If we come together as a group of people, you understand, and we don't talk about money, we don't talk about business, we don't share ideas, we don't talk about something that will take us to the next level, and we are always talking about the past. When we were in school, we used to, I don't want to belong to that kind of group, no. Why is that black people, when we meet, we don't share ideas? We always talk about things like entertainment.
Sports.
It doesn't make sense. So that's why I said, and one of that video, they insulted me, you understand, but, you know, because some of them, they generate their happiness from old school WhatsApp groups, and you are telling them they should remove themselves. But you see, I have only one life on this earth. If I leave this earth, maybe I'm not coming back to this earth again. So enough of this old school wahala, friends who cannot add value to my life. No, I'm sorry. If you are my friend and you cannot add value to my life, I don't have to be your friend. It's not by force. Friendship is not by force. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
I don't just understand. I get it.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And it's like I said, the brand you're building,
yeah.
It's brutality.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Essentially, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
And I think you've done a great deal.
Thank you.
Doing that. But what struck me was when you said you were a man of God and then you switched on to trying to discover yourself. Did you not discover yourself when you were a pastor?
No. See, we've been programmed to think in a certain way. Oh, so-and-so man of God said this. Because when we were young, we used to, way back in Akemoda, we used to watch, I don't want to mention any names, in all these great men of God, you understand? And we used to believe the things that is, I mean, they were telling us. So when I started doing research, I'm not against Christianity, and I'm not against the Bible. When I started doing, I realized that majority of the things that we were told are false.
Wow.
Why do you have to pray about money? There is no money in heaven. This money, CD or whatever, it's not in heaven. It's not in heaven. So why do I go to church and you tell me that? Pray so that God will connect you to your destiny.